This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. One of the more alarming aspects in our world today is the lack of true, authentic leadership. We see it politically, where apparently there is no one around whom our country can rally. It makes you wonder if anyone will win the presidency by a clear majority ever again. And we see this lack of leadership in churches and education and businesses everywhere. And that's not to say there aren't real leaders out there. I'm just having a harder time finding them. And not everyone aspiring to a position of leadership or holding a position of leadership is a leader. They may have the position, but they aren't always exercising leadership properly. Young people coming into businesses and industry are often surprised to learn that they will be evaluated not on their technical skill alone, but on their potential to lead. And to lead, you have to be able to get along with others. In fact, studies show that success is about 80% ability to lead and only 20% technical skill. We could talk a long, long time about leadership, the lack of it, and the requirements of it, but today I want to focus in on one thing, and that's leadership by serving others. Now, that's the very thing, it seems to me, that keeps so many people from becoming true, authentic leaders. So many people like the idea of being a leader, but they don't really want to serve the people they lead. Here's the thing. To become a leader, you rarely start out as the leader. You get to be the leader by having the necessary skills and the dedication to serving people. A lot of folks like to tell others what should be done, but they don't want to roll up their sleeves and get it done. When General Jubal Early brought his Confederate army to the city limits of Washington, D.C. in 1864, he threw the whole city into panic. No one knew who was in charge of the federal forces. No less than 5 Union generals rode around the city giving orders. When the 6th general sent word he could help, he received this reply: "We have all the generals we want and more, but we could sure use some privates." Well, leadership is more than giving orders. A missionary to China years ago wrote, "The great fault in our missions is that no one likes to be second." So true today, isn't it? You don't start out being first. You probably are going to start out in the mail room before you become the head of the United States Postal Service. A young college graduate got a job in the business office of a grocery store. On his first day of work, the owner wanted to test the young man's humility and willingness to serve. So he handed the new employee a broom and said, "Your first job is to sweep the floor." Stunned, the young man said, "But I'm a college graduate." "Oh, I'm sorry," said the boss. "I didn't know. Here, give me the broom and I'll show you how." F.B. Meyer, a preacher of another day, once said, "I used to think that God's gifts were on shelves, one above the other. And the taller we grew as Christians in our character, the easier we could reach them. I find now that God's gifts are on shelves, one beneath the other, and it's a question not of growing taller, but of stooping lower, and that we have to go down, always down, to get God's best gifts." Wise words. We desperately need people today who are willing to serve with humility. And the wonderful, encouraging thing today is that God can create those qualities in anyone who is willing to let Him in and control their life. Come back here next week. In the meantime, go out there and be the person Jesus Christ created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.